Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is July 6th, and welcome to Bed and Breakfast, episode number 18. I hope you guys are enjoying the beautiful weather on this Friday, July 6th, as well as a happy 4th of July. I have a very special guest and my biggest fan on the show today. I hope you enjoy her. She is a gem. Sit back and wake up to some bed and breakfast. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special guest on the show today. She is one in a million, my number one supporter. It is my mother.
Hey!
Hi, Mom, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, honey. I'm glad. Can I call you honey?
Or do sure. Yes, you can. That's fine. You can do that. Absolutely.
Hi, honey. I'm excited to be here. This is cool. This is fun.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. So, before we even get started, You're a subscriber, so thank you. You're a big fan of the podcast.
I do. I am up to I'm up to Mary's episode. I haven't listened to Mary's episode, so that's where I've left off. But okay. I'm catching up. So.
Yeah, you're catching up, which is great. So thank you for that.
Yes.
I remember when I first told you guys, or Matt, or however we told you, like, oh yeah, this is what I'm doing, kind of for fun. And talk about what your first reactions were when you found out your son is in a podcast.
Oh, my God. I was like, what is he doing now? And what is he saying over the airwaves that students could hear and that his fellow teachers could hear and his parents of his students could hear? I was very concerned about that. You know that.
Yes.
I was very concerned about how you were going to, what you were going to say and what you were going to talk about, because I didn't want it to be anything negative that would impact you in your professional life.
Right,
so I was
a
little concerned about that and your first episode was with Tom Barry.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tom.
Shout out to Tom, which was funny, but it needed some cleaning up.
Yeah.
So, and I told you that because even though I am all of my son's biggest supporter, I am also very honest with all of you guys. And I always tell you guys, if your mother can't tell you the truth, nobody will. So
that's absolutely true.
I needed to tell you to clean it up a little bit, which you did. And then since then, it has been awesome. So awesome. So
well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, thanks to you. It was good advice and it was needed. And I'm very happy that you are an active listener.
I am.
That's great. And you mentioned about me being a teacher and my job. Another part of my job is being a coach. You obviously know that. You're my mom. one thing that we love to talk about is, well, and Ben just finished up high school and you had Matt, myself, and Ben, all of your sons, playing sports and being around all kinds of coaches. And you and I and Dad, we always talk about, you know, the relationship between what the coach's job is compared to what it is for the community and then vice versa for a parent or even a student athlete. So let's talk about that exactly. You being a parent, watching your sons go through the system, and now one of your sons actually being a coach. What do you think the relationship is like now, and what advice or what opinions do you have as a parent watching from a different perspective?
All right. Well, you know, as my son, that I have a lot of opinions about that. You know, Dad and I have a lot to say about this situation. Mm-hmm. And because you, Matt and Ben, were very involved in all kinds of sports at the high school level, I feel like I have some, you know, not expertise in it, but I have a lot of knowledge and a lot of firsthand knowledge about good coaches and bad coaches and what it takes to be a good coach, and how I just feel like so many times high school coaches don't get how much of an influence they are on their students. High school kids are so vulnerable and it's such an important time in their lives, and they need mentors and they need people that they can look up to other than their parents. And they need somebody that they can go to if something is not, you know, that they need to talk to somebody. And I just feel like coaches have a much bigger responsibility at the high school level than just winning a game or just, coaching a sport or just getting a stipend.
So sure, it's
important that coaches realize what an impact they have on their students. And I expected all of you to come off of a season, whether it was volleyball or it was baseball or it was soccer, you know, cross country. I mean, you guys mm-hmm. did so many sports, yeah. swimming, you guys did so many different sports at school between the three of you.
Right.
I always expected you to leave the season having learned something, having had a really good experience, and having had made some good friends, and having had enjoyed the team atmosphere and being part of a team.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't always happen. I mean, it didn't always happen. And there were some awesome coaches, and like I said, and there were some bad coaches.
Yeah.
And I am certainly not the kind of mother that sat in the stands and thought everybody should get a turn playing. I'm not that kind of a mother. If you're good and you should be playing, then you should be playing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win. I wanted to see you guys win. Bet Jake for that one soccer or the one volleyball. I was like, redemption.
So, well, you have to, you gotta tell the story real quick before you continue on. You're so funny. Yeah. So, there was a volleyball game, my junior year. And we were playing against one of our rival schools again for the second time. And they were jerky to us. And we were shaking hands. And my mom so badly wanted to yell from the stands, redemption for everyone. And like, phew, we love you. But I'm so glad you didn't do that.
Because you were so embarrassed. You're like, Mom, I'm so glad you didn't say that out loud. And I was this close to saying it out loud, too. Like from the very top of my
right.
redemption.
And like that's when it's like really quiet too. Like it's really at that point of the game, it's like really like awkwardly quiet. And man, it would have been so loud.
Right.
Who's
right,
that? Right. Yeah, that's my mom.
Oh, that's my mother.
Uh-huh. Yeah, redemption. Very passionate. Again, you're always there. Always supportive.
So I'm the kind of mother that wants the team that my boys are on to win. I want to see you guys win. I'm very competitive and I want to see you guys win.
Yeah.
So it's not about the coaches playing all the kids and everybody getting a trophy type of thing. I'm not that kind of a mom. If you're good enough to play, then you should play. And I'm also the kind of mom that if I didn't think you guys were good enough at some point, I would say you shouldn't have played tonight or you weren't that good or, you know, something happened. So-and-so needed to play. But I also feel like just the responsibility of a coach is just so important. A coach can demoralize those kids as much as they can uplift a kid. And why wouldn't that's you try true. To uplift a kid instead of demoralizing them?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Matt had a bad experience in baseball, and Ben has come off a season that I thought was a very bad volleyball season, his last season, which is sad because I love watching the game of volleyball. I also love to watch my sons play in the sport and enjoy it. And so it was heartbreaking to see the kind of season that he ended up having this year because he didn't have a good coach. Mm. But you had some amazing coaches too. So I just, it's important. And I hope that, I think that Dad and I have raised you well enough. I know your character. I know what kind of a person you are. I know how passionate you are about the sport of volleyball. I know that's what you coach now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I will continue to remind you through the course of your life that you need to be a positive impact to those, whether it's the girls or whether it's a boys team, whoever you coach, that you're more than just a coach and it's more about winning a game. It's about making a positive, lasting impression on those kids and being a good mentor and a good person for them to look up to and to respect.
Mm-hmm.
You are a good person and you should be respected. So I certainly assume that that's how you're coaching, and I believe that it is. So,
well, thank you.
how I feel about it. You know, we've told you the terrible things that we've had. Matt, you know, like I said earlier, Matt had a bad experience with baseball, and Jake's or Ben's experience with this last year volleyball wasn't very good, you know. So yeah.
No, those are all great points, and yeah, they are definitely topics that we all touch up on, and not just us. I know a lot of people in general talk about that issue or that same conversation as well. What do you think has changed from coaches maybe back when we were younger to what you're seeing right now?
Well, it seems like it's harder to get high school coaches. It doesn't seem like it's an easy thing for these high schools to get the coaches. So that's kind of worrisome. Like, is it because it's a lot of work for them? And I know it's a lot of work. I mean, you've said it, you know, it's a lot of work, and it can be a pain in the butt because you have to deal with parents and you have to deal with kids and you have to deal with all kinds of things. So I get that. But it's, so it seems like it's a lot harder, and it doesn't seem to be as, I don't know, as glorified maybe as it used to be. Is it because schools aren't paying, giving a big enough stipend, or aren't appreciating the coaches as much? I don't know what it is, but you have to be able to get a coach who is enthusiastic and loves the sport that they're coaching, number one, of course.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Knowledgeable in coaching the sport, because not everybody can be a good coach. Not everybody can coach. Just because you play a sport doesn't mean that you'd be a good coach.
Sure.
And just because you didn't play a sport doesn't mean you can't be a good coach.
Exactly.
You know, so that's true too. You know, that's definitely true too. So if you have your fundamentals correct and you are a good person and a good teacher and you know how to lead kids, very impressionable age children at that age, then you should be able to be a good coach. But anyway, so I don't really know what the problem is nowadays.
But you notice there is a change.
I feel like there is. I feel like more experienced coaches and were coaching back when you and Matt were younger. And now they're all very young, which, like you, you're young too. But maybe they don't have the experience, or they need a mentor. I mean, that was the suggestion I had to our high school this year was, you know, maybe these young coaches just need a mentor for half the season or for one season, or somebody just, you know, help them and teach them how to be a good coach. Because I think you have to be taught how to be a good coach.
Right, especially if you're going to teach others. Yeah, you have to be knowledgeable in the subject.
Right. So anyway, so that's kind of my view on that, you know.
Yeah. What do you think are the expectations now to be a good coach from a parent's perspective?
Well, like I said earlier, my expectations are that my son, whenever they were playing a sport, whichever son it happened to be, was going to learn something about the sport for that season, was going to improve to some degree in that sport for that season, was going to have a good time, have fun, look forward to it, and learn how to be a better team player and to have a good experience, just to have a good experience. I never wanted any of you to come home with your heads hung low and hanging low and unhappy or disappointed because you were having a bad experience, or you were having a bad time, or you didn't enjoy it. Like, I wanted you guys to enjoy what you were doing and in high school, because let's be honest, most kids in high school are not going on to play professional sports, most of them aren't going on at the college level either. So can we just have fun and teach our kids and win some games? I still want to, like I said before, I still want to win.
Yep.
But parents need to, you know, just go have a good time.
Right.
You know, if it can pay for college, if it can help pay for college, hey, all the better. But more than likely, once they're done playing sports in high school, organized sports in high school, unless they're on a club team in college, that's pretty much going to be the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm sure it's a pretty small percentage.
Very small percentage.
That goes even on to play college sports.
Let
alone the pros, yeah, for sheesh, sure. So, right. And lots of parents think their kids are the superstars. And, you know, very few of them are really superstars. So that's okay. There's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that. It's about having a great time and, like I said, learning and, yeah.
Being positive. That's definitely one that, like, I have – ever since I started coaching is something that I'm like, okay, I still got to remind myself it's about having fun. Like the reason why I love the game, whichever one I was coaching is like, oh, I loved it because a coach made me love the game somewhere, somehow.
Right.
And
right.
Like, that's what I always have to keep reminding myself too is right. It's just, you know, there's no need to, I know there's a lot of people that put a ton of emotion into what they do regardless right. of what level they're at, but at the end of the day, it's right. It's all about them learning, and hopefully, yeah, you definitely want fun to be involved as well.
Right, and winning is good. I mean,
yes.
You know, like said,
successes will always be celebrated. Yes,
right. But you also learn the most when you're not winning, yeah. and when there's a mistake or a game is lost. I mean, that's where you can learn the most, and that's where you can improve upon. So, it's important, and it's. I think it's a huge deal, a big deal. I hope the majority of coaches realize how important their job is. It's a huge job. It's an important job.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, all those are great points, and there is a change. I mean, maybe it is because of, you know, the ones that are good coaches, they're all retiring, and yeah, there's a new age of individuals entering the market. Who knows, but there definitely is a change, and everyone always hears stories about really positive things about coaching regardless of what level, and like negative things, and I don't know, you hope there are efficient answers for the problem, but who
right.
knows.
And you know what, it's one coach at a time, just like anything, you know, like if you're a positive, good coach, you know, people are going to see that, and you're not going to make everybody happy all the time. I get that. You know, I get that coaching is a balancing act also, just like teaching is, just like anything is, but there's a lot of people that you have to try to make happy, but really ultimately the only thing that you really have to do is be a good coach for those kids. That's really what's the most important thing, especially high school kids. It's such an important age. There's so much going on in their lives already that they don't need that extra burden of somebody harping on them because they, you know, didn't make the right play or they didn't make the right decision.
Yeah. Scared of failing.
Yeah. You know, like it's going to happen, and they're high school kids, and that, you know, this is just it's a hard time for kids that age. So.
Sure.
So those are my thoughts about that.
Good. Well, great thoughts. I'm glad you wanted to talk about it. That is something you and I, we always talk about at the house. So thank mm-hmm. you for participating with that.
Of course.
Very insightful.
Very happy to give you. I'm very happy to always happy to give my opinion.
Always. Yes. Always, always. And it's always appreciated. Definitely, Mom. Yes. We're going to move on to our top five because it relates to you. When this when this podcast is published, it will be on Friday, which is your birthday. So happy birthday.
Thanks, honey. Thank you.
And we are going to do our top five favorite things that we like about birthdays.
Got it.
Okay,
got it.
So we're going to switch off. You'll name one, then I'll name one. So in no particular order.
Right. No particular order, because you do always say that on your podcast. No mm-hmm. particular order.
Yes, good. Ooh, yeah, good listener.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one of my top five favorite things is about birthdays is mine, first of all, was feeling I have really wonderful, wonderful memories of my birthday because when I was younger, when I was little, we always celebrated my birthday on the 4th of July. We always had a big party at our house. We always had a pool. And Papa, my dad, your grandfather, Papa, mm-hmm. would always make a big deal of me and my birthday. He always made me feel special. And we would jump in this big minivan that he had for work. It was one of those white panel vans, which is kind of creepy now when you think about it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So we would jump in that at night and go to the fireworks, like all of us, which was awesome. And then we would come back and he'd always get donuts and we'd have, oh, it was just
nice.
So I have a really special, wonderful memory of my birthday when I was younger. So that's one of my favorite things.
Very nice. I really like that.
Yeah.
That's excellent. That actually has to touch in with one of mine. You mentioned it in your little, in what you just mentioned, is that you're the special one. I mean, there are a lot of people who give and, you know, a lot of people put others first. And like for actually one day, it's you. Like you are the well-deserved special one for that moment. And like some people might not get it all the time, if at all. And that is like a really great feeling. So when you feel special, obviously everyone feels great. So feeling special was on my list as well.
That actually was my next one too. It was feeling special. Everybody should wake up and somebody in their life should make them feel special that day.
Definitely that day. No doubt.
Right. Whether it's somebody you haven't heard from in a long time, or it's a text you get from somebody, or hanging a happy birthday sign up that says, that reminds you that, you know, just you need to feel special by somebody. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was one of mine too.
Good. That's a great choice. Great minds think alike.
I know.
Second one is cake.
Oh my God, Jake, you're taking all of mine.
I'm sorry. We're great minds think alike. It's cake. Cake is so delicious.
It is cake.
You don't have it all the time. You really don't. Like you have it for like holidays, but you have it for someone's birthday and you look forward to the cake, especially like you and I, we love cake.
Yes.
So I too have cake on my list.
Cake is on my list too. It's like, how could you not have a birthday cake?
Exactly.
Like, who doesn't like cake?
You would always, when I was in college, you and Dad always sent me a cookie cake, and it was awesome. You still do.
I still do? Really?
Yeah, you sent a cookie cake.
Did I?
I think so, yeah.
That's nice of me.
What's your favorite kind of cake?
Oh, man, I really just love cake.
All of them.
Yeah, really. I am a big vanilla cake person vanilla cake with vanilla frosting, I'm okay with
me
sprinkles
too.
Or something.
Yep.
I'm okay with that. That's really kind of I really do like all kinds of cake. I love cake. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, preach. Cake's good.
Yeah. So I'm good with anything. But
awesome.
Yesterday they had a cake for me too, which was awesome. It was a red velvet cake with cream cheese.
Very nice.
Delicious.
Yum.
So they surprised me with the cake yesterday, our friends, when they came over. So that was awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So
that was your so I guess I'll have to go again since that was your third.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about birthday is receiving the cards and the gifts. So full circle, it's not all about the gifts. But as you grow older, you really appreciate cards a lot more.
Yeah, that's true.
You hit an age where someone that handwrites you a card is very, very special. And like someone actually took the time to pick out the right words for the card and write a nice little message in there for you. And how could you not like hang on to that and feel special from it? So I feel like you hit an age where you collect and keep all of your cards, and you just do. Well, at least most of them, right? And so you really grow to appreciate cards and gifts. So I have that as my third.
Right, and that's true about cards. Like as you get older, you actually read the words.
Yeah.
Like when you don't read the words. You open the card and you like hope there's a check in there.
But
as you get older, you like actually read the words, and some people really do spend a lot of time shopping for cards and picking out the right cards.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
One of mine was kind of on the same thing. It wasn't I'm very uncomfortable receiving gifts. I've always been that way. There's a lot of people that are like this. I don't like to receive gifts. I'm uncomfortable with that. But, man, I love giving people gifts, something that they really want. Like, I love to do that. And if I had a lot of money, I would do it all the time for all kinds of people.
Yep.
There's a lot of times where I'm shopping or I'm looking online and I see something that I know would be perfect for somebody in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I can't always afford to get it. So I love giving people stuff that they really want for their birthday. I love doing that. Love it, love it, love it. So that's kind of this, you know, my fourth thing.
Good.
Fourth thing.
That's a good one. Yes. Mine is about where you get to choose where to eat for dinner.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's a place where not everyone really likes to go and you just never go to it as much. And again, it's you're the man or the woman of the hour or for the day. You get to choose where to go to dinner. And for some people, like your sons, especially Matt, who loves food, shout out to Matt.
Yeah, shout out. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Nice. Yeah. Hey, Matt. And, you know, he like really appreciates food. So like, that's a big deal to him. Is like, oh, I get to pick the dinner. So it is cool. It's nice. It's fun. But, yes. So choosing the place to eat.
And not everybody, that was one of our traditions in our house is that when it was your birthday, you got to pick where we went to eat that night for dinner.
Yes.
So we didn't always, when you guys were younger, we didn't always go out to eat that much. So that was a big deal. Now we go out to eat a lot more, but that was a big deal when you were little. Be able to pick the place that you wanted to go eat for dinner. That was huge. So that's not something every family does. So that was kind of one of our things that we always did.
Our little traditions. Yes.
Little tradition. Right. So, right.
What's your last one?
My last one is just very, you know, sentimental and goofy and momish, but just the fact that I'm alive for another year. Like I just, you know, when you have a birthday, you have, you know, you're alive for another year. And I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate my health. I appreciate that I can grow old. I want to grow old. I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. So just having another year that I am alive and somewhat healthy is a good thing to me. It's a really good thing.
Yes.
So that's
I love it.
Fun. Yeah.
We love it. Absolutely love it. Whew, okay. Yeah, that was great. Very good. My last one is everyone comes together. So a birthday actually could bring more people back into whether it's the same household, the same function, at least around each other, or maybe it's you have a bunch of group of friends or people that you know, and now they're all here for you, and now they get to meet and become great friends. That's a perk as well. And how do you not love seeing that your friends are becoming friendly with your other friends or family members, whatever, you get it. But when everyone comes together, that could be a special special occasion as well. So that is that's the last one on my list of favorite things about birthdays. Hey. Nice job, Mom.
Yeah, nice job, Jay.
Thank you very much. It was a great list. And you obviously know we're going to move on to our last couple of segments. You may be familiar with these. Our very first one is our Pablo Sanchez All-Star of the Week. So I'm really excited to hear what your answers are. So go ahead.
So, and I know I have heard this on some past podcast that you've had. I don't know if it was like Tom English that said it or if it was a couple of your other friends or Brendan or Brandon who said it. But like, I have three. So Pablo Sanchez.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's so awesome. Pablo Sanchez, fantastic. There's been a couple of appearances. You are like the best fan. Yeah, this is so great. You get all the inside jokes and everything. Oh, you're the best, Mom.
Right.
Yes, so Pablo Sanchez. This is great.
I have Pablo Sanchez.
Oh, man, this is so great.
So, and actually it's very, another mom corny thing. It's like so
that's
corny.
Okay.
But,
that's okay.
So my three, I have three of them. And
it's you're the first one. It's your birthday.
Okay. All right. There we go. I have three of them. And they are my sons actually.
Oh.
So I feel like all three of you are rocking it like right now. Matt, of course, who has an awesome job and who is getting married this in a
shout out to Matt and Stein.
Matt and Stein getting married, I know, which we're all very excited about.
Yep.
So, and he just is rocking it with his job and he is just killing it. He's just killing it.
I'm
really proud of him and excited about that. You, of course, who are killing it on this podcast.
Wow, thank you.
And who it has a wonderful job, and I think that I've always thought that you're a kind and good person to be a teacher. And
thank you.
You've always have taken people under your wings, and you've always just been a kind, good human being. And so I'm really proud of you and the person that you've become and the man that you've turned into. So,
well, thank you. I learned all those great qualities from you.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but yeah, anyway, so,
anyways,
Ben is killing it because he's going to college. So
yep.
He's going to Purdue, got into Purdue, which we all know, cause that's mm-hmm. you guys talk about on the podcast, but, you know, I'm really proud of him that he got into that school.
Yes, we are
about it. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's, excited about it, and I'm excited for him. And so, yeah, it's like we have such a cool, busy, crazy busy but exciting summer, like so
yeah.
much good cool stuff is happening.
Yeah,
so
very exciting.
That's what my Pablo Sanchai
yeah.
is for my podcast.
Very good. I loved it. That was great. I'm so happy you did the Sanchai. That's awesome, Mom. Very good. Well, thank you. That was sure. very nice of you. I have two, so I too have
okay.
a Pablo Sanchai.
Okay.
The first one is you. So you're a Pablo Sanchez All-Star because it's your birthday and you're
okay.
awesome and we love you. So you're an All-Star for the week, as well as Joey Chestnut. Are you familiar with Joey Chestnut?
No, I have no idea who that is.
Oh, okay. It's okay. He is the 11-time hot dog competitor champion. Hot dog
you
eating champion.
You talked about him on one of your podcasts before, I think.
Maybe, but there was a 4th of July. Every 4th of July, they have the National Hot Dog Eating Competition. ESPN has it on TV. So that guy, Joey Chestnut, he's an All-Star because he won it yesterday, and he ate...
How many?
74 hot dogs.
Oh, my God. Is he really, like, a big, huge guy?
No, he's just like your average Joe-ish man. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I know, isn't that disgusting?
The average Joey Chestnut,
nice. Wow. Mom, we might have to start a podcast, you and I.
Wait, instead of the pod quad, we could be the pod, what's five, quads, I don't know.
The pentapod.
Pentapod.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, let's tune in as a crazy family argues again. And they pick on the oldest one because he loves to eat.
And he's, yeah.
He's always angry, very hangry.
We kind of pick on the youngest
yeah.
one.
Yeah, bit. Now, yeah. Uh-huh. It's transitioned a bit. It trickles right. down. It trickles down. Oh, that's funny. Okay, anyways. So good. Pablo Sanchez, check. The next one is our Dubayashes.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. You go first.
Mine goes without saying. I don't have to say another word after I say the name.
Okay.
My Dubayash Award is the President of the United States.
Okay.
Need to say more. I don't need to say another word. End of discussion.
Hot take. There it is. End of discussion. Mic drop. Okay. Love it. I got you. Mine are individuals that are not using fireworks correctly because it's the time of the year. Everyone's out with their fireworks, and you always see on the news, or as now social media has it, there are videos all the time of people doing the craziest things with fireworks.
That's stupid.
Dubayashes, I know.
When I was in high school, this is why I hate fireworks, like fireworks that people do in the neighborhood. I like to go watch the fireworks, professional fireworks. But mm-hmm. when I was in high school, I had on a hooded sweatshirt, and somebody, some jerky kid, put one of those bombs, you know, those things that just makes all that
yeah,
noise,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
like in my hood. And
oh,
it exploded
geez.
In my, I know, and it was off. I am terrified.
Yeah, what
of,
a jerk.
How about it? I could have really gotten hurt.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was awful. I'll never forget that. I had a green hooded sweatshirt on. Never forget
wow.
it. It was, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah, still, that guy
People
sucks.
People are pretty stupid with fireworks. They really are. It's stupid. Like, leave it to the professionals, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I have them as my
okay.
Dubayashes. So we'll move on to the last one. Last couple of segments. The last one we'll do is our Mitch Trubisky Hidden Hero Award. So whom did you pick for that?
Okay, well, see, because it's this kind of ties in with our discussion about coaches and teachers and stuff like that. So I have three again for the Hidden Heroes because I wanted to name three either coaches or teachers that I feel had an impact on each one of your lives in high school. So my three Hidden Heroes, so it's a shout out to these three, well, to two, because unfortunately one has passed away, but so it's a shout out to two of them. Matt's, the person, teacher, I felt was a true inspiration in Matt's life and so many other kids' lives. Unfortunately passed away a couple months ago during the school year, very unexpectedly. And his name was Lloyd Eichwald. He was a science teacher at the high school. And he, Matt had him in science. And he was a man who loved science, loved teaching, loved kids, and truly was a hidden hero.
Yeah.
He was.
Great
he was,
one, yep.
Very, very
a great
sad.
Man.
Passed away.
It is sad.
Your person in your life when you were in high school that I feel deserves a shout out for being a great coach and a great teacher, but you didn't have him as a teacher. I don't believe you, he was your, he was a coach and he was your cross country coach.
Yep.
It was Bobby Matz.
Yep. Shout out to Bobby Matz.
Bobby Matz is a great, great coach. He's
yes,
a great being. The whole family's great. They're a great family, but he was, he's like the epitome of a good coach to me. He's something that kids look up to, feel like they could go to if something was
always.
Wrong, needed help, you could always go to him.
Right.
You
right.
had fun. You never did cross country before, but you loved it. You had a great experience.
Oh yes, definitely.
He was in like the friends that you made and the camaraderie that you guys had, and that
it was because of him.
Right. He was awesome.
You're absolutely right.
So he was my hidden hero in your era at in high school.
Good. I like that.
And Ben's his hidden hero was his Spanish teacher, who you was also your Spanish teacher too. But Sandra Durker, and she is just an amazing teacher who loves teaching Spanish and who loves those kids. And every time there was a function, whether it was variety show or whether it was the prom or whether any kind of thing, she, out of school time, so not during the school day, at those events to support the kids that were in her class.
Yeah.
She was so supportive to the parents. She kept us informed. She sent great emails. She was just a good, good, good teacher. She's a
great. She was great.
And she really cares about her students and her kids. And so she's another. So those were my three hidden heroes, because there are some awesome teachers and some awesome coaches. There are some that are not awesome teachers and not awesome coaches, but we're not talking about those people today. We're talking about the good, positive ones, because there's
a
good, positive one. So those are my three hidden heroes, one for each of you guys while you were in school.
Excellent. Very good. I love the list. That was those were great. I love them.
Thanks. Yeah.
Awesome. Mine are my hidden heroes are the hidden athletes that are participating right now in the Special Olympics.
Olympics, yeah.
In Seattle. Yep, so if anyone hasn't already, check that out. They are on day number, well, they will, when this airs, they'll be on day five. And, so, like, everyone gives a lot of hype for the athletes of the sports that everyone follows and, you know, the usual. But maybe this isn't one that everyone is talking about as much. And people are, of course, and it's great. And, you know, the crowd and the whole function, it's going very well. But just wanted to add them as my hidden heroes because, yeah, they're athletes as well. And it's cool to see the reactions. And they, you know, they inspire so many when they do that stuff. So I just think it's awesome. So all of the athletes at the Special Olympics are my hidden heroes.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I saw a commercial for it and like a little blip, you know, segment on one of the swimmers. And it was awesome.
Yeah. She won today, and she's like, "Look, like you could do anything you put your mind to. Like, I won gold. Like, if I can, anyone can do it. And like, I hope this like inspires many." And it's like, yeah. See, like that's exactly what we need. Like, that's what we love to see.
Awesome.
It is awesome. Yep.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Great. So the last segment, the last question we ask all of our guests, Mom. I know you know this, and
it does
have to do with you because he is your son.
Right.
And it is about Ben. Benihana is finally going to school.
Yep.
Your last bird is leaving the nest.
Yep.
How do you feel?
Sometimes I get a little sad, but for the most part, me and Dad, you know, me and Dad are like high-fiving each other.
Woohoo!
We're going to be by ourselves.
Yeah, of course. That is so great. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting a little too old and tired for this raising kids crap. So we're good.
That's funny. That's great. But what advice do you have to give to Ben as he's finally going off to school?
Well, first of all, as his mom, you know, I could give a whole list of things of advice that he would never listen to. Because
sure.
Like blah, 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 blah. But probably the thing I would say to him that's short and simple and sweet is that I really hope that he goes into college with an open mind and an open heart. Mm. And I think if he does those two things that he is going to be successful. So there's other things I worry about with him in school, like, you know, but that would probably be my best advice for him right now is that to please just go in with an open mind and an open heart and just leave yourself open to, you know, explore and learn new things and meet new people. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, take this, I mean, you know, and Matt knows, like, in colleges, I didn't go to college, so I don't know what it's like, but just kind of living through you guys and your experiences, you know, I think that the more you stay open to new things and different possibilities and different people, different kinds of people, that you're going to have, your experience is going to be, you know, awesome, could be awesome, so.
Mm-hmm. When the opportunity is in your favor, and, if there are going to be positive things that come out of that, then yes, definitely be open to them. That's great. Great piece of advice. You and Dad would always give me that advice as well, you know, just to kind of, you know, be true to yourself kind of thing.
Right.
It was always great advice.
I mean, that's always, you know, I say that all the time about everything, you know, just be yourself. Be kind and be happy. I mean, that's all that matters in life. So,
Well, excellent. Well, great. Mom, that's all we have, actually.
All right.
So, thank you for coming on the show. That was, like, really awesome. You did great.
Thank you for having me.
It was so much fun.
I'm excited. I hope I didn't sound too momish.
No. You sound great. Everyone's going to love you.
Awesome. I loved it. And, yeah, I'm proud of you, sweetie. You're doing a great job.
Well, thanks, Ma. I appreciate it. Yeah, you were always very supportive, as well as, guess who is the guest for next week?
Who?
Dad.
Who? Oh, does he know that?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does?
I hope so. I hope he knows that, yeah.
Because he didn't tell me that he was the guest next week.
No, yeah, he's going to be on.
It's his birthday next week, so that's
right. Exactly. Right, so we could get a little rant about how kind of cuckoo he can be sometimes, huh?
A brunch. We can have those brunch episodes.
Oh, yeah, a little Sunday brunch. Brunch with Bob.
Oh, my God.
Just a roast on Dad sesh. That'd be something, huh?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, Mom, thank you very much, and happy birthday.
All right, thanks, honey.
And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, love you.
Thank you. Love you too, Mom. Bye.